this radio play is to
dramatize sexual information,
which we believe should be accessible to teenagers
and adults.
The presentation includes a great deal of
sexually explicit information
related to
human reproduction,
birth control,
sexually transmitted diseases,
and
responsible sexual behavior.
This radio play is
not appropriate
for young children
or for people who believe the discussion of teenage sexuality should be confined to a family setting.
We take no position on moral issues relevant to sexual behavior.
Once upon a time, there lived a little girl named Cinderella and a little boy named Prince Charming. Now, Cinderella and Prince Charming lived in a world where damsels and princes fell into each other's arms and lived happily ever after, without the threat of pregnancy or disease. They lived in a world where sexual myths came true, where silence and ignorance ruled. Well, as you all may well know, Cinderella snuck into the royal ball. What you may not know is that she and the prince made their own little ball outside in the backseat of the king's silver beamer. Well, it was a highly enjoyable experience for the both of them, because in fairy tales, both parties
climax
simultaneously. Little did Cinderella and the handsome prince know that right behind the royal hedges lurked Cinderella's evil stepmother, who spied the car a-shaken.
Aha! Prince Charming, look!
Bummer.
Cinderella's evil stepmother fished through her nasty old purse and pulled out a bunch of glitter and magic gunk and hurled it all over the car.
Take that, and that, and that, you filthy, slimy things. This'll show you to roll around in the backseat. Ha!
Suddenly, the earth opened up, and the silver beamer containing the two young ex-virgins simply disappeared. They fell, and they fell, and they fell, and they fell. Disappeared, only to reappear into the future, which is our present, right smack dab in the middle of Redwood High School, smashing through the center of my chalkboard and my carefully drawn-out diagram that I slaved over all morning for my lecture on the anatomy of a cow.
Where am I?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Check it out.
Hey, dude, where'd you get that trippy pink and purple gown?
Yo, buddy, who gave it that fully skanky hairdo, Godzilla?
Yo, homes love those flaming green ties.
That's
students.
Funky.
Students. Pupils, calm down. Do you hear me? I said, chill!
What's happening to me?
Ah, yes. I remember it well. That fateful Friday afternoon at 2:45 when Cinderella and Prince Charming appeared in my classroom. When suddenly, in front of our very eyes, quicker than you can say, darling,
I think it's time we discuss birth control.
Cinderella's abdomen expanded to the size of a ripe watermelon in June.
That's right, it did.
Yup, it's true.
I immediately started questioning her. What was the date of the first day of your last period? What kind of birth control do you use? Have you had the same partner for the last year? Are your glands swollen? Have you been feeling tired or worn down?
Well, I feel kind of dizzy, kind of sick, kind of horrible. What's wrong with me?
Well, let me see here. Ah, yes. Oh, just as I suspected, you're pregnant.
But I thought I couldn't get pregnant during my period.
I thought if she douched after intercourse, she wouldn't get pregnant.
I thought if I urinated after sex, I wouldn't get pregnant.
Whoa, hey. You're not from around here, are you?
Hey, didn't anybody ever teach you about birth control?
Birth control?
What's birth control?
Honey, dude, you got a lot to learn. Why don't you just ask some of my fine young pupils here some questions? They're kids of the 80s. They listen to the radio. They watch TV. They know what's going on.
Okay. How long is sperm fertile in a woman's body?
Sperm is fertile for 20 minutes in a woman's body.
Wrong! It can live up to 5 days!
Okay, how effective is the withdrawal method as a form of birth control?
100 for me.
Yeah! The withdrawal method is 100% effective.
Wrong! It is only 70% effective!
Ooh, can people get AIDS from heterosexual sex?
I think so.
Yeah. No. AIDS is a gay disease.
Wrong, wrong, wrong!
Wait a minute. I thought you guys knew everything.
I thought you guys were informed kids of the 80s.
Where did you get this information?
We watch TV!
This year, the major networks bombarded us with 65,000 references to sex. That's 27 scenes per hour. At the same time, there were no commercials on contraceptives. The result? 2/3 of sexually active teenagers do not use birth control on a consistent basis. And of those teenage women who do use contraception, only 20% use methods which protect from the AIDS virus.
Oh, when am I gonna see you again?
Perhaps these pupils of mine didn't know as much as I thought. Perhaps it was time to fight through the myths and ignorance and find the truth. Perhaps it was time for me to let down my hair, throw aside my horn-rimmed glasses, and make my move from mild-mannered Miss Reddinger, high school animal husbandry teacher, to... you guessed it, sex incarnate.
Miss Reddinger.
Whoa, Miss Reddinger.
Just call me Sex. Cinderella, this is your lucky day. Make one wish and it shall be granted.
Oh, I wish that the radio had commercials on contraceptives so poor ignorant girls won't end up preggers like me.
Just put on these shiny red slippers, click your heels together, and repeat after me. There's nothing like commercials on contraceptives. And when you open your eyes, you and my fine young pupils here are going to fill this radio play with commercials, commercials, commercials on contraceptives.
Who? Us?
Not us.
And why not?
Sex, 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 sex.
sex.
How am I going to do this show if I've never had
sex?
I don't know.
Time, space, and matter are the same.
Candles, incense, fire.
Prince Charming.
Big, strong German baby.
Sex fantasies. Fantasies all the time. Daydream, orgasm, orgasm, orgasm.
What is an orgasm anyway?
Have I ever had one?
Good old sex.
It ain't like it used to be.
The sex children. Sex, marriage, sex. Sex, ain't sex. Condom sex, teenage sex, children sex, adults.
Do I even want sex?
Fruit, grapes, peaches, juice, Christmas, sex.
Girls, do you menstruate?
Menstruate?
Oh, yes. I've always been a good seamstress. Let's put it this way. Do you get your period?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And boys, do you have sex organs?
What?
Oh.
You mean...
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, then you do have a sex life, and you can be part of this radio play, because you've got a body, and bodies have hormones, and hormones keep you constantly preparing to make a child.
They do?
Right now?
See? There goes a flying hormone right now. So buck up, darlings, click those heels, Cinderella, and say with me, there's nothing like commercials on contraceptives.
There's nothing like commercials on contraceptives.
We tested 3,000 couples in Sandwich, Illinois, and found that if used carefully, our diaphragm and contraceptive jelly provided them with 98% effectiveness. The diaphragm. Don't leave home without it.
I'm just a wayward kind of condom. When I'm alone, I'm only 90% effective. But with you, babe, oh, with my contraceptive foam, babe,
I'm more than 98.
And this year, the IUD wins the award for the strangest looking and most dangerous birth control device.
Abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Abstinence knocked up no longer. Abstinence, no more sex disease worry. Abstinence, hey, what's the hurry?
Wow, check this out. It says here that women are born with 2 million eggs in their ovaries.
And look at this. It says here that men make 50 million sperm a day.
50 million sperm a day?
That's a lot of sperm.
That means that boys are fertile constantly, 24 hours a day.
But girls aren't fertile all the time. Are they?
They're not.
But if boys are fertile every day, then why do girls have to deal with birth control?
Yeah.
They don't.
What do you mean? They're all designed for women.
Yeah.
Not the condom.
Oh, right. How many guys are gonna buy a condom?
Yeah.
Boys?
Yes?
Hit it.
Listen to us now. Don't be shy or mad, 'cause if you don't use a rubber, you're gonna be a dad.
Condom, condom, dum, 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 con, dum, con, condom, condom,
con,
dum, dum, con, con,
con,
con, condom, condom,
con,
dum, dum,
con,
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 con, con.
So just open up the door and walk down the street.
Condom, condom, condom.
They're at the nearest drugstore, so get on your feet.
Condom, 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 condom,
dum, dum,
condom, condom.
to you. Drop that pup condom. Okay, bub, your time is up. It's up to you to wrap that pup.
Dum con, condom, condom, dum 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 con, dum.
Come on,
you
love
it.
Okay.
Yes. What can I do for you?
Give me a 3-pack package of condoms.
I'm sorry. You'll have to speak up. A 3-pack package of what?
Condoms. Prophylactics. Rubbers.
Will
okay?
that be smooth or textured? Latex rubber or lambskin? No color or multicolored? Plain lubrication or sperm-killing lubrication?
Yeah, I'll have textured latex colored with sperm-killing lubrication.
That's my boy. Did you know that if you use a condom with sperm-killing lubricant, your chances of getting pregnant are only 1%? And you're very wise to avoid lambskin rubbers, because they do not protect from AIDS. Use latex.
Okay, thanks.
Careful. Keep these condoms out of your glove compartment and wallet. The heat may destroy them. And don't keep them for more than 2 years.
I hope I won't have to. Can I have them now?
Wait, how old are you?
18. Well, right, I'll be 18 next month.
Relax. Men and women of any age can purchase these little wonders. And, by the way, did you know that one size fits all?
Oh, good.
Shut up.
I mean, no, I didn't know that either.
Here you go, young man. Be safe.
Thanks.
Sweet. Yeah, we got him.
I get the purple rib. One. I get the rib over that.
All right.
Some people think you can catch AIDS through the air.
You cannot.
Some people think you can catch AIDS by touching an infected poison.
You cannot.
Some people think you can catch AIDS in hot tubs.
You cannot.
And some people think you can catch AIDS by having unprotected sex with someone with the virus, or by contaminated blood entering the bloodstream through needles.
You can. You will.
There are enough real ways to get AIDS without adding extra paranoia through misinformation. Here are the facts.
1 million Americans are infected with the AIDS virus. It is estimated that in 3 years, heterosexual transmission will account for almost 10% of new AIDS cases.
If we could set back the wheels of time and put Cinderella and the Handsome Prince in a world just like ours, it might sound something like this.
Wait, Prince Charming, before we... I need to ask you something. Have you ever tried heroin?
No.
Oh, good. And also, have you ever shared a needle with anybody?
No. Don't worry.
Okay, but have you had sex with a man?
No. 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 Okay?
Okay, you're right. I'm just paranoid. Sorry.
Just as Cinderella and the Handsome Prince snuggle into something romantic, Veronica climbs into the back seat.
Ah! Who's that?
Oh, that's my ex-girlfriend, Veronica.
Prince Charming and me slept together a few times, so here I am. Oh, excuse me. Could you move over just a little?
What?
Don't worry about her. Relax.
Enter stage right, Sir Lancelot.
Ah! Who's that?
Oh, I almost forgot. I met this guy at a royal ball and slept with him about, 3 years ago.
Hi, I'm Lance.
Get out of this car!
Oh, I can't do that. Not if you're going to sleep with him.
Why not?
Enter stage left, Princess Carolina.
Hi, Lance.
Carrie, baby, how are you?
I'm
so stoked. Remember Kristen?
Hi, this is my old boyfriend, Sylvester.
Howdy. Let me introduce my ex-girlfriend and her ex-boyfriend, Maddie and Merle.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
are you?
I'm Merle, and this is Allison. I lost my virginity from her, and then I slept with Carol, Diane, and Florence before I met Maddie.
And here's Adam. I lost my virginity from Adam, and then I slept with Isabel.
Hi, I'm Isabel. I slept with Mitch, who had an affair with Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark. This is Mickey, Melvin, John Boy, and his ex-lover Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica. Let me introduce you to Felipe, Fanula, and Phoebe.
Oh, hi, Phoebe. Well, this is Telly, Tara, Teresa, Ted, Thelma, Thicket, Thorn, Theodore, Throckmorton.
Well, what are you waiting for?
No.
Well, check this out and hear this shout. It's time to fear. AIDS is here.
Well, check this out and hear this shout. It's time to fear. AIDS is here.
Well, check this out and hear this shout. It's time to fear.
AIDS is here.
Where?
Hysteria. It's just my luck. Now I can die from just one go.
It's everywhere.
But don't despair. Protect yourself.
Have a condom to wear.
Don't do drugs.
But if you do, don't share needles.
They'll kill you.
Semen and blood carry the disease. If you come into contact, you'll get it with ease.
Man to man,
woman to woman, man to woman, woman to man.
Everybody's risky, everybody can.
Man to man,
woman to woman,
man to woman,
woman to man.
Everybody's risky, everybody can.
Blood brothers are nice, but you gotta think twice.
Tattoos are okay,
but not when you got your life to pay.
You can't get it.
I
immune. Lose that and you'll regret it.
D
deficiency.
That means it's what you lack.
S
syndrome. That gets you in the sack.
Ooh, baby, listen to me. Baby,
listen to me.
Ooh,
baby,
listen to me. Baby,
listen to me.
Don't listen to lies.
They're
you can't get it from towels,
forks, or knives,
glasses,
deodorants,
showers,
or dyes.
And another thing, my brother Vito, the hematologist, says that you can't catch AIDS from mosquitoes.
Go ahead and hug.
Share a jug.
Go ahead and play.
Just don't get laid.
It's your decision, but use precision. For one mistake is all it takes. The best defense is abstinence. 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 The best defense is abstinence.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh you.
Oh you.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh
yeah.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Cinderella and a little boy named Prince Charming, who opened their eyes and ears for the first time. They set forth out into other fairy tale worlds to break the silence, to teach others how to listen to each other. How to listen. Listen.
Look. Look what I have.
It's very rare and can disappear in a moment of ecstasy and a drop of blood.
I can give it away to someone today, if I want to.
Tomorrow, if I want to.
Next year,
if I want to. But I don't have to give it to someone to show I love them.
Sometimes having it makes me feel impatient, and other times makes me feel powerful.
What I possess is part of me, and when I'm ready to give it away, I'll know it. Until then, it's mine, all mine.
My sex, my star, my love, lavender heart, my fire is falling into my fears. My life is over the moon. My sex, my pent-up power, my push are the boogeyman. Mine is hers. Fresh flip-flop, yes, no raging mine.
My sex,
my star, my love, lavender heart, my fire is falling into my fears.
My sex,
my life,
my star,
is
my
over
love,
the moon.
Lavender heart,
my sex
is.